did not intend for this entire segment to be about everything from brushing your teeth to AIDS, but this is what this show's all about.
Anybody. But yeah. Is he really thinking like, oh, thank God, good. I can just play Madden all day, take my pants off.
And Dawn.
Oh, God, women can do math, Michelle, math.
The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.
As we often do to start off the day, we go back to yesterday. We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Eric.
Hey, Eric.
As we continue to roll out new things almost daily at Rad TV at members.radradio.com, yesterday we had the behind-the-scenes video of Kyle setting up the building, self-filmed on his cell phone.
You guys liked that, right? It was pretty good?
It was very Kyle.
Yeah, it was great.
It was nice.
All right.
We also announced later on this week, Dawn's I Hate Men series begins.
Hating men.
And she has another series that's coming out where she's in the kitchen and she's insisting on us calling it Nana Dawn's Diner.
Well, I'm not insisting. It's just a name I came up with.
And so,
pretty good name.
And Rob was like, oh, I like it. No, and now he makes fun of it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
It could have just been called Kitchen. I don't know.
I think that's. I think there's already a show called The Kitchen. I don't need trademark problems, so... and last week, just to tie this all together, last week, Brandon, kind of on the air, was riffing over the idea of doing a podcast.
Yeah, man.
Where he and Kyle get stoned and film themselves, et cetera. And then somebody wrote in and said, let's combine all of them and let's have Kyle and Brandon get stoned in Nana Dawn's Diner. And then Dawn will cook whatever munchies they get. And
right.
I mean, the idea is stupid to begin with.
Oh my God, but thank you.
Logistically, it's dumb, which I don't understand. I don't expect anybody to kind of really step back and think. I mean, it takes 4 hours for the Food Network to film a 30-minute cooking show.
Yeah.
It's so behind. The show Chopped, where they compete, you know, three people compete to win. That's a 12 to 14-hour idea for one show.
Yeah.
Stretched out over an entire day.
There's a great point there. Who's our camera crew?
Right. Oh, yeah.
The three of us.
I mean, we're a skeleton crew.
The setup for that. Oh, my God.
But more importantly, it's just a stupid idea. And yet, I mean, if I had the staff,
oh my God,
we still wouldn't do it.
Sure.
Because it's a stupid idea.
Fair, yeah.
And yet people started emailing in their suggestions for the name of the non-existent show, which we wouldn't need to name it. It would just be an episode of Nana Dawn's Diner or the podcast and whatever.
They just met up for the day.
Right. So somebody said somebody figured that out and said, ooh, so do a special edition of Nana Dawn's Diner. Pot and Pans edition. Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Pot.
It's okay.
Okay, how about this? Dawn actually mentioned this, a version of this yesterday. Eric wrote in and said, I agree that Brandon and Kyle getting high while Dawn cooks for them is a dumb idea.
Good.
But the names being emailed in are even worse than the idea. If you were to do it, the name would have to be Baking with Dawn. Right, get it? Getting baked. But
getting baked? Mm-hmm. Oh,
don't
sorry.
Do it. Yeah, exactly. Well, yes.
Getting Baked with Dawn sounds better, but Dawn isn't actually getting baked, so that wouldn't work either.
Right, I'm baking.
Right.
But then
you would have to only prepare baked goods for Brandon and Kyle, regardless of their munchies. So there's nothing on the stove or the microwave.
I'm going to throw a name in the hat. I'm going to call it Baking for the Baked. There it is.
Why are we creating more and more names for something that's never going to happen?
Because it's fun.
Because we like to use our energy on things that don't matter.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is true.
You know what? Sometimes you need to kill time, so it does that.
Well, for those of you that don't that need to be told, I don't need that help today. We are packed. Plenty to talk about.
All right.
Cool.
Plenty that's actually happening that we can talk about. Like, speaking of Rad TV, we are dropping the next episode, episode 2 of the Probcast today. Once again, it's my wife and I, and perfect timing because the cicada invasion is hitting the other half of America, Midwest to East. The annual invasion of cicadas, like a trillion of them this year.
I love them.
These are these loud, noisy-ass bugs that just drown out everything that you can hear. And only people that have never lived with them say stupid things like what Dawn is saying.
Yeah, because I've only had to spend the longest 2 weeks.
So
it was amazing.
My wife and I spent most of her childhood in Texas, where they have a different version of cicada than what you're talking about this year. 17 states will get overrun by the cicadas starting now and running through early summer. happens every year, but it happens in different states. Meanwhile, the state of Texas is lucky enough to have annual cicadas. They're always in Texas. Mm-hmm. And my wife on the Probcast today talks about how goddamn annoying they are and the other bugs in Texas.
Oh, I agree on other bugs.
Like to fly into the mouths of cheerleaders, for example.
Yummy. Fun.
Not that I don't like to fly into the mouths of, this example, former cheerleaders.
Does she happen to talk about, and I don't know if they had this in the Dallas area, but like in the Austin area when we would go to football games, there would be flying spider webs.
Oh, yes. All of it.
What the holy hell?
So we talk about that and how icky bugs are and how stupid cicadas are and other such things in the new Probcast episode. We're also, this is all at noon today, at noon, right?
Correct.
Because of the timing.
Yeah.
And so this is all dropping at noon today on Rad TV. We are putting up, we're becoming like every other network and streaming service where we make you wait endlessly for new things. We are also putting up season one of the Probcast as well. The entire season will be posted.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that was like years ago. That's what I mean. It's like, so you're getting season two right now.
Perfect.
It'll be 2029 when you get season three, the way we're going.
So, yeah, season one of the Probcast was recorded and produced between April of 2021 and November of 2021. And there's going to be 16 total episodes. And it's going to feature people like Steve Mickelson is going to be in the first episode. So it's going to be kind of, it's going to harken back to the last Mixed Pick Sports Show from last Friday during the draft day. Rob and Steve actually had a great segment where it was the history of Rob and Steve. And how they met,
that's sweet.
So it was a very, telling and very open and very. It was an interesting topic. They go back 30 years, so a ton of history. So he's in the first episode. And then Christina, is your wife, is going to be featured in many of those episodes. Deputy Lacey Nelson, Chef Q from Restaurant Q1227.
Nice.
A bunch of other people from current advertisers and other family members. Oh, and there's a great episode between you and Dawn's husband, Gary.
Oh, yes.
Baby.
Shelby Elias, a ton of people. So there's going to be all those episodes dropping as well.
So season one drops as well as the newest episode of season two of the Probcast on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. And the reason it drops at noon is because, like every day at 10 a.m., we do the Mixed Pick Sports Show. Steve Mickelson and I talking sports for an hour on Rad TV, members.radradio.com, and also on our app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And you're going, duh, okay, Rob, well, an hour after 10 is 11, so why don't you put this stuff up at 11? Shut up. You're getting ahead of me, moron. It's Tuesday. The moron. I don't want to call him out by name. The moron knows who he is, or she. Today's Tuesday, so we have Tech to You Tuesday at 11 a.m., all on the same applications. Ian from Tech to You will host today from 11 to noon, and he will, as promised, dive into the disturbing, that's understating it, case of the AI voice imitation that we talked about yesterday that led to an arrest in Baltimore, but more importantly led to the destruction of a Baltimore school principal's career,
awful,
good name, etc. Because no, he didn't say all of those racist and anti-Semitic things that a disgruntled employee created an AI audio of him saying, but the school had to act. They had to suspend him while they investigated. 4 months later, oopsie doopsie, we just figured out it's AI. So Ian's going to talk about that and how easy it is to do.
Exactly. As you were saying that, I was like, why did this just hit me today? Because yesterday we did talk a little bit about it. That it wasn't like this guy specialized in this.
No.
He was just like any one of us and was able to pull it off.
Ian, I don't know how far into it Ian's going to explain how easy it is, because I don't know if he wants to encourage the behavior, but the news stories all say, dude that did it, he literally just downloaded an AI app and typed in a few things, and it generated this audio.
Maybe this terrible teacher is actually a listener of the Tech to You Tuesdays podcast found out the information from Ian. Way to go, Ian.
You say that jokingly, but Ian's the kind of guy that bothers him. He stays up at night wondering, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Sweet God.
Had this been out when I was a kid and in school, I would have used this against my teachers, too. I don't know about the extremes of that but classes I didn't want to go to, hell yeah.
The only thing that's saving Kyle is that he is on this show. Because if he didn't have this career, he might be doing this.
Might be doing it now.
Now, yeah.
But Kyle was that kid on every sitcom, the Bart Simpsons, the loser kid on 2.5 Men, where their plan for everything when homework is due is hope for a bomb threat, hope for an earthquake, and if it doesn't happen, then you do it.
Yes.
And so the 2024 version is, oh, no bomb threat called in, no earthquake. Okay, I'm just going to make it seem like my teacher's a racist anti-Semite. No problem. Download that app right away.
Boom.
And pretty soon, no test today because the teacher's being arrested or whatever for hate speech.
Or we could pull the fire alarm. That works too.
There is still that. I mean, that's old school.
That's a classic.
That's for pop quizzes, right? Because
Do you know what, though? What makes it no fun is they lock them up now.
That's fun.
Yes, we should not be holding people accountable for literally disrupting entire schools.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
And society.
I'm sorry. No. I meant they lock the fire alarms.
Oh. Oh.
Yes. Maybe not important. In every school.
Hey.
I just heard of it.
No. You and I, especially from Gen X, we should support that. Because, and I'll tell you why. There's no imagination left with children. This forces them to be imaginative. You just have a lever right there on the wall you can pull. Even a moron, a Gen A-er, because that's what we're talking about. Me pull lever. No, this forces them, right? Their toys come with sound. Ours didn't.
Right. Yeah.
Their toys move. Ours didn't. We had to move the actual action figure arms and legs.
Here's how they become creative. They take a hammer and break it so they can still pull it.
Fine. Manual labor. Blue-collar workers. We need trades. I'm good with that.
Oh, my God.
So that's all coming to Rad TV today at members.radradio.com. Now, the food was mentioned with baking with Nana Dawn or whatever the hell the idea was for a show that's never going to happen.
Right?
The diner thing is, it's just this idea of getting stone stupid. And so I was going to go into a little bit of food news.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Which brought me to an intersection, a crossroads, if you will. We've been talking about various shows, one that Dawn really likes, CSI Vegas, canceled.
Boo. Oh, a new episode came up yesterday. It popped up notifying me, and I'm like, is this the last one?
Yeah, you got
like, how many
more.
Have they
there's a couple
already
more.
Filmed? Okay. And that'll be the finale, apparently, while they didn't know it was the finale.
And this is the thing. Is these shows, NCIS Hawaii is getting canceled, a few others, and they didn't have notice, so they're not getting a, quote, finale.
Mm. Boo that.
And so I'm wondering. I mean, look, the Fat Rob thing, funny, and it was. It's I was never fat, but I did gain 5 pounds in 3 weeks.
Whoa! The fact that you are now eating normal, you're not doing what you were doing before. Bowls and bowls, seconds and thirds of dinner, licking bowls, plate. Like that, you're not doing that anymore. What's the point of doing this? There's nothing to joke about. There's nothing to have fun with.
Yeah, and we're coming up. So Friday will be this Friday. I mean, it's only Tuesday, but this Friday will be 2 full weeks of that, or 1 full week, I guess.
Oh yes,
week to week.
You're back to your normal eating habits.
And last night was no different. It's what my doctor predicted. Is everything will stabilize. Don't worry about it.
And Rob had the audacity to bring up the fact that poking fun at fat people is body shaming.
Right.
People with body dysmorphia might frown upon some type of this language.
Yeah.
And that bums me out.
Yeah, and my wife and I were talking about, because she said, are people really ratting? And I'm like, well, we did get a few. You know, I don't really care about the people that are genuinely, you're fat shaming. Well, that's just being human. We pick on everybody. Yes. That's never going to get out of us.
And you're not actually fat.
Right.
Whatever.
If you were this big fat person in front of us and we were doing this, I would not be on board with it.
Sure, but it's still going to happen. Yeah. And trying to, you know, get angry at a comedian or a show or whatever for doing so, well, we're just imitating life.
Yeah.
It was more upsetting the person that wrote in, who was a little shorter than me and weighed 15 pounds more than me. I was like, oh my God, I never thought I was fat, and now you guys are making fun of Rob. And those were the ones I was like, I don't want to add to their lack of self-esteem. Or
right, they're not at the point yet to not care what someone thinks.
Along the way, size. Kyle made a very funny version of the food news song around Fat Rob. It seems to me like that's ready to be put on hiatus. But we should give it its swan song?
Yeah, let's give it one more run.
One last.
Encore.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Food is what makes Rob super fat.
Super fat.
He's eating mayonnaise straight from the vat.
176
Dude,
pounds.
For real, that's one too many meals. Soon your pants will not fit your waist.
No, they're just fine.
Dude, seriously, dude.
Always were.
You're it's time for Rob to
normal.
Start a diet.
How have you counted how many bags of pretzels you have?
Too many. Because I stocked up, so I would always have extra, and now I think the dogs are going to start getting pretzels.
For anyone who hadn't heard, that was Rob's snack after eaten a few meals at night dipped in ranch.
No, one of many snacks.
Mustard,
there were three different types of pretzels.
So sorry.
Dipped in either ranch or mustard or not dipped if I'm using the hard pretzels, and they get eaten with the same time with the handful of Ruffles. Come on. And that's in addition to peanuts, chips and salsa, things like that. But all of those things are wasting away at Williams Manor now. All right. Food news is news about food. Pop quiz.
Yes.
Buzz in when you know the answer. Just give me and I'll try to determine who gets to answer this. All right, okay. Your question is, the original KFC fried chicken recipe contains how many original herbs and spices? That was Dawn.
16.
Incorrect. Oh. You are now out of the running.
Damn it.
That's the full question, by the way.
27.
Okay,
Kyle.
Did you sing in a song?
30.
Jesus, it's 11.
Oh.
The 11 herbs 11. And spices make up the KFC fried chicken. Yes, it's been that way for almost a century now.
Damn it.
Yeah, they need to add that to the jingle so we can remember.
I thought they did, but I guess not.
If they did, it wasn't effective. Usually jingles work. By the way, if you care, allegedly the entire recipe was leaked by Joe Ledington, a nephew by marriage of Colonel Sanders, who claimed he found the recipe. You can Google it online.
Lieutenant Sanders?
Great, I love that.
That, by the way, has almost nothing to do with the story. It was just a way to bring up KFC because they are releasing a limited edition barbecue cologne.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
Gross.
Yes, you know how they every year they sell the log that sounds like cooking fried chicken
and it
smells
like fried chicken? Yeah.
Yes, I was getting to that, Kyle.
I have a different question, though.
Oh, there's right. Kyle. Sorry. Yes, Kyle. What's your different question that I'm sure will also get ahead of me?
I don't know if it's a question per se, but I'm just thinking
you
like
you said it this, was a question. Well, I didn't say it was a question.
It's going to be used like who's going to be attracted to this or like if you, it's a cologne, right? So for men, so no. It's going to be a bunch of fat people who are going to be on top of you like wanting this cologne smell or animals like dogs. Like you go to a barbecue wearing this barbecue cologne at somebody else's house. What, that dog's going to be jumping on you, licking you.
He is shaming everyone because someone who's like not fat, they might like it. Right, he's assuming, right?
I mean, I smell
people in general.
I mean, I'll tell you what the cologne smells like because I haven't even said that yet. But you can presume what it might smell like. I mean, when you drive by a barbecue place, you smell it.
But no, only fat people smell it.
Did I say only fat people?
Yes,
I even brought up dogs. I'm just saying that they'd be more prone to smelling. You know what? Maybe the skinny, hungry guy would want to smell it too. But
right, either way, I mean, it's going to attract a lot of pests.
I mean, humans,
literal
like,
and figurative.
And I thought it was funny that he said, "Well, what if you wear the barbecue sauce cologne to a barbecue and maybe the dogs are going to be all over you? Wouldn't the dogs already be all over the barbecue and not you wearing the barbecue cologne?"
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't tell. I mean, like if you go outside and you sit on the patio and you're on a chair and the dog's like coming up and jumping on you.
Could be
that
confusing.
That was the situation I saw it happen
I
again.
See. Yeah.
It could be the dogs, you know, or do I want to you?
Start eating your leg.
Roast beef or roast Ben?
So the KFC limited edition barbecue perfume promises a classic barbecue experience in every bottle. It has a smoky wood smell with charcoal notes. So it's what I smelled like 2 nights ago after I grilled chicken.
Yeah, just go outside while you're smoking some tri-tip. Then you'll smell like smoke for the rest of the day, maybe tomorrow.
And I don't buy it. Like I don't think they can recreate that in a cologne. It's
why?
Gonna have some like
they create. There's all sorts of great colognes that smell like tobacco and leather.
They do, but I God love you, KFC. I think you got it down with food. I just don't know if they'll have it down in the candle game. See, sometimes places
again,
like that.
Not a candle, a cologne.
Oh, a cologne.
But
the word candle not mentioned in the first 17 minutes of today's live show.
A candle paired with the cologne.
But like candles, food scents in candles are terrible because it's always the artificial flavoring, artificial scent. Mm. Things like leather and tobacco, you can get away with that a lot easier. But with a cologne, food cologne, I don't like the food scented soaps, shampoos, conditioners, any of that crap. It just smells like garbage.
I think they get it. I like it when it's more like a berry. I think berries can come across okay, but these food colognes, they're more like kitschy. Like they make it sound like this is going to be lovely and you'll wear it every day.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're going for kitschy.
I hope so.
I mean, I don't really think KFC is branching into the fragrance arena.
They're the perfume girl in the malls.
Yeah.
I mean, like that serious smell.
And Johnny Depp doing a commercial for it. It's like,
that makes no sense.
When us girls, when we go shopping at like our girl stores, if you spin it enough or sometimes not, they'll throw in those little samples. They'll be a part of that. Here's your KFC.
You're good.
Cologne.
Your new clothes smell like barbecue when you get home. By the way, Brandon alluded to the name of it. This is why I brought up the number of herbs and spices in the KFC secret recipe, which is
11.
11.
Very good. Wow, listening skills in effect. The new KFC cologne is called Number 11 Ode to Barbecue.
Oh, whoa. I didn't even see the story, honestly.
You were close.
Wow.
Ode to barbecue.
We got this email, rad@radio.com, from Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Says, Rob, a while back you went on a well-deserved rant about people and their laziness with food. You would have to be more specific. I've done a lot of those in the last decade. Says, you know, pre-chopped onions, ready-to-eat hard-boiled eggs.
Hell yeah.
Potatoes wrapped in foil that are ready to bake. And all of these things cost three times the amount of just buying an onion or a russet potato or a carton of eggs.
Time. I don't know how you save time with the potato wrapped in foil.
Yeah. Where do you get those ones? I haven't even seen those yet.
Well, they're in produce sections.
Okay.
Stores now have, says Kelly, pre-made quesadillas that are wrapped in plastic and you microwave them.
Oh, no.
I don't know about you, but if I'm making quesadillas, they're pan-fried in butter. Yeah. The microwave makes them a rubbery texture. Ugh. The pan-fry makes them puff up, become golden brown and crispy on the outside, not flaccid, limp, and chewy. Like a microwave. Oh, and by the way, I can make a few, including prep time, in less than 15 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting. That sounds soggy. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh,
no,
rubbery.
Well, use the almighty air fryer. I'm sure it's fantastic.
It is. That is my new fave because you don't have to put anything on it.
The ultimate invention for lazy
it's
people.
It's just tortilla
in America.
And the cheese, and it crisps up. Mm-mm. You don't need the butter. You don't need any kind of spray.
I didn't want to say it because I knew it was going to piss Rob off, but yes, absolutely. Over the weekend, I got a quesadilla with grilled chicken inside, and I had too much. I always order a little bit too much on a weekend. It's like, okay, I'll get the usual meal, but I'll get this too, the quesadilla, the milkshake. I just go all out. It's my cheat day, I'm telling myself.
Right.
And so the quesadilla was left over the next day, opened up the fridge. Oh, yeah, it's still in there. I put it in the air fryer. Boom. Crispy, delicious, just like it just was delivered from the fast food place.
And you know what? Oh, yes to that. And then also the fresh tortillas and just put the cheese on them, put them in the air fryer. It crisps it up. I mean,
so
if you wanted to put butter on it, you could, right? Or whatever, to add much more. But,
In a pinch, the best homemade, like, fresh drumsticks or wings. Like, if you just go get some fresh wings that are not frozen, they can't be frozen. They've got to be the fresh ones. You put your little rub on it. Oh, it's so good because it's, like, less. It's half the time
in the
air fryer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Meat is great in the air fryer.
Oh, so good.
Oh, my God. I could go on and on. But that's not what we're talking about.
No,
not here.
I could go on and on and how disgusted I am by the entire country over this topic, but that's not why we're here either. In fact, we're here now to play Win Rob's Change.
Man.
We do it every morning at 6:30 and 9:30. It is a non-mega bucket, and we have worked our way through 10 guesses and clues. We are narrowing down the winner. We have a floor. We have a ceiling. If you get the amount right, you win it. Phone number is 888-989-9811. Caller 18 gets to Win Rob's Change.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.